Drover. Little Mr. Budinsky. I should have known. He always does this. He's not smart enough or bold enough to find a girl of his own, so he's always trying to horn in on my deals. Well, I was fixing to put a stop to that nonsense. I leaped out of the back of the pickup and went streaking out to greet the lady of my... Have we mentioned that cows will sometimes chase a dog? It's true, and we need to talk about that. See, when a dog makes his appearance in a herd of cows, there's always a dummy or two that will chase him around and make threatening gestures with her horns. But here's the crazy part. See, cows chase dogs because they mistake the dog for a prowling coyote, because cows don't like coyotes. Do you see where this is leading? Missy Coyote had come right up to the edge of the herd, and the cows hadn't paid her any mind. But when the head of ranch security entered the scene, they thought I was a coyote and came hunting me. That gives you some idea of just how dumb they are. Incredible. I couldn't believe it. Well, I couldn't believe it until that big Hereford cow scooped me up on her horns and flanged me about 20 feet into the air. At that point, I had no choice but to believe it. Glaring down at her from high above the feed ground, I yelled, "Moron, I work here! I'm the guy who protects you from..." The ground rushed up to meet me, terrible wreck, and no ordinary dog could have walked away from that one. But I'm no quitter. I not only walked away from it, I ran from it because that same hateful witch came after me again, snorting steam and throwing hooks with her horns. For a second, I faced her and gave her a savage burst of barking. Idiot, I'm not a coyote. I'm the head of... Anyway, I've already admitted that I retired from the battlefield, so to speak. Okay, I ran for my life, which was no disgrace. It was just a little embarrassing since I was trying to impress a lady. Why hadn't the cows chased Drover? He'd scampered right through the middle of them, and they hadn't even raised a moo. Did that make sense? No, it made no sense at all. I mean, first they'd had a chance to direct their nastiness towards Missy, a genuine wild coyote who was eating their food, and then they'd had a perfect shot at Budinsky. They'd passed up both chances, but when the protector of their ranch had ventured forth... Oh, well. Cows are dumb, that's all you can say. I turned on an amazing burst of speed and left the hateful cow eating my dust. How foolish of her to think she could chase down a top-of-the-line, blue-ribbon cow dog. At that point, with all the distractions out of the way, I altered course and streaked over to the princess of my dreams. She was even more beautiful than I remembered. Long, fluffy tail, silky fur coat, sharp, tapered nose, pointed ears. Wow! Unfortunately, she was being distracted by my former friend and assistant. I'd already decided to fire him. So she wasn't able to appreciate the full effect of my manly swagger.